interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Your big weekend has arrived. It is here.
Yup. Let's do it.
Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Market. Kicking off today at 11 a.m.
They're friendly.
11
a.m. Can I pet them?
They are very friendly, yeah.
Can I pet them?
They got a good little booth, at least they have in the past, where it's like, you want a bird, you want a hot dog,
right.
Well, they got you.
Sometimes a little sausage chunk.
Yep, they got a good little stand over there.
No, there's a lot.
Yeah, how was it setting up yesterday? What'd you see?
I didn't walk around too far.
Yeah.
I just, with my eyeballs, and I was standing on top of a ladder for a little bit, so I kind of surveyed some things.
You're a big tall man for a little bit.
Big tall man, so when you're up there, you gotta look around. And it's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And the lot behind me,
what,
bro, that is going to be the spot. I guarantee it.
Oh, is it that SUNY Oswego lot? Is that where you are?
Across from that. I am right across from that.
Oh, that's okay. So
right behind me, I don't really know what lot it is, but it's the
one.
Are
you in the same spot you were last year? Okay, then I know the lot you're talking about.
It's the lot with all the bangers in it.
Yeah.
Because it's got Bold Coast Lobster.
Yep.
The hot dog one, Easy Squeezy, and I think this was a little favor from Lisa Denard to me. Somehow Ruby's got moved right behind me.
What? Did they really?
She goes, it was coincidence. She goes, it was coincidence. We had to move them, and that was the spot. And I was like,
oh my God.
So they're like,
I don't know,
right across the street.
Yeah.
They're right across the street. I don't even have a... They're so close.
Excuse me, can I get a... Hello, sir?
I'm Panetta.
Sir, can I get a pickle? Sir?
Huh?
Yeah, what's that?
Hold on, what?
Wait, if
hold
I just on. Wait at the right second, I get a selfie where she stands
on
it looks like I'm
that,
standing next to her.
I went over to that punch booth, and the little guy was just... He was just staring off at the rubies for some reason. I don't know why.
Kool-Aid!
Go help yourself! Just help yourself!
For the dollar.
Grab one, leave.
For the people.
Just leave something in the jar.
Yeah, the people at my booth.
Mm-hmm.
No, not a dollar.
No. Yeah, help yourself. Whatever you want to do.
Sample away.
No, don't sample. No.
Give one, leave one. Take. You
give
leave a pickle.
Give a penny. Sure. Take a penny.
Yep, give
a. Wait, what?
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations. So that'll be fun.
Yep, it's gonna be a good time. I'm taking the approach of selling out by Saturday at 4:00. It might not be the best approach, but. I want to be sold out of everything.
I get you, man. If you're watching CNY Central this morning, Coco was on the news. They were interviewing him yesterday.
It's a little news.
He said the anchor liked the Kulikle.
Yep.
He tried the Kulikle.
Yep. After the sampling of me on the news, I asked if he would like a sample of the Kool-Aid pickle, and he did, and he was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's weird, right? It's weird, but it's good.
Because I told him, I said, listen, it's not a big deal. There's garbage right here. It's not going to offend me.
Yeah.
It's the look and everything, and he goes, no, I'm eating the whole thing.
Oh, nice. Clutch. So today's a big day. That kicks off at 11 a.m. this morning. We got a lot to get to today, though, in studio. It is a Beer Friday.
Today.
Joel and Carissa will pop in.
I know. I'm saving. I have
you said
4th of July buzz ball. Because now Chris thinks it's hilarious.
Okay.
So now I'll say it for July.
Yeah, because they'll be in for next month. All right.
It'll be a 4th of July, because it's a 4th of July one.
I saw these guys and gals. I got to find the video to show you. They made Buzzball wizard staffs for the Ren Fair. Because you know how they make those giant Buzzballs now that I showed you?
Yeah.
So they made, like, walking sticks. And on the top,
They put a buzz ball, so it looked like the orb on the top of the stick, and then a straw came down, and they were just walking around the run fair,
that's
sucking
awesome.
On the buzz ball.
That's so funny.
It's Friday, baby!
Oh, boy.
TGIF today at 11 a.m. It is open downtown Syracuse. The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste.
There's a taste for you.
Ooh, buddy. What a...
I just got punched.
What a day.
I just got punched.
You did.
By something else.
Get punched down at the K-Rock, the K-Rock Cody Mack booth. He's got the punch booth set up. All right. Anyways, I'm rattled by what just happened.
I think we all were.
I'm rattled by what just happened.
I think we all were.
Woo! 315-364-109 K-Rock text line. I'm sure it's fine. And I'm glad Fuzz is in here for this because she had her sourdough starter at our plant swap. I guess that's the thing people use yep. to start their sourdough.
Yes.
Well, researchers found yeast. My yeast. Researchers found 5,300-year-old yeast and made sourdough out of it.
Oh, my
God. I'm sure it's fine because you're baking it. But also, like...
It had to be, like, the driest...
It was frozen in ice.
Bread ever.
They discovered living yeast... Okay, ready?
Okay.
In the gut of Oatsy the Iceman, a mummy that was frozen in the Alps...
What?
They took the yeast out, made sourdough bread with it.
They ate gut bread?
Gut bread.
I don't want to eat gut bread.
I just started baking some over here.
You're baking brownies over there.
They
though.
Said the team found 4 cold-adapted yeasts in this mummy's gut.
Mm-hmm.
It has survived sub-zero temperatures for 5,300 years. They said it made very, very good sourdough.
Oh, yay.
The research also revealed the mummy hosts living organisms that actively respond to their environment, making him a living biological interface between ancient and modern worlds. We're going to make a new disease, guys.
It's so weird, though. Can you imagine, though, that he's as a ghost and he's like,
what are they doing?
He's like, what is my name? What did you call me?
Oatsy the Iceman?
The hell? My name is Mark.
Yeah, my name is Mark. Everybody knows he's Mark.
Oatsy the
Iceman.
The Iceman? Fine. Jeez. No, I don't really want to eat gut bread, though.
What is this? Sourdough I made. Oh, it's really good. How'd you make it? I found belly yeast in a mummy.
I killed a guy, and in his belly, there was some yeast.
But I guess that's like... I'm dumb, so don't quote me on this, but isn't all yeast, like, old? I don't know what I'm saying. Because doesn't, like, I don't know what I'm saying.
I know nothing about yeast, so anything you're going to say, but it's like, I'll just agree with you and go, yes.
But it's like, sometimes you see these bakers, and they're like, yeah, this sourdough starter comes from, it was our original starter from 100 years ago.
I have seen that on some of those, like, weird shows where they're like, yep, this is the yeast or the dough we've been using for... 85 years.
Like, I was asking Fuzz about her sourdough starter she had at the plant swap, and she's like, there's a home, she's got, like, the home base starter.
Yeah.
And you take little chunks off it, and then you give it to people, and that's their starter.
Yep. Weird.
And I nodded my head and, like, pretended like I understood what a starter was, but I don't know what that even means. Like, why do I need a...
I kind of get it, because that's a process.
Sourdough?
Yeah.
So it's different than other breads, like the breads I make?
I'm almost... Like, 50-50 sure that yes, because you got to do a bunch of things. It doesn't just, like, just happen. Like, you have to put it in those jars for a bit or something. Because it's a special kind
of bread.
It's a whole thing. Dunes took one, and that's...
Like the sourdough starter?
Dunes likes that type of stuff, where she'll dive into sourdoughs.
I couldn't make a sourdough bread without a sourdough starter. I couldn't just...
Sourdough
takes time. They're saying
it takes
lucky.
Time, but
you have to feed sourdough.
You might be able to start.
Feed me, Seymour.
You might be able to start it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that one, you take off a chunk.
A little chunk.
And then now you do See, I don't even know.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
I don't know the process at all. I know nothing about bread making.
Text line says, if you think yeast is gross, you don't want to know how they make kombucha. No, I don't. I really don't. Because that's also like a fermented thing that's just like living, right?
Like poop or something.
I don't think it's poop, but I think it's like there's probiotics and stuff in it. Katie says, from what I understand, the starter is your yeast. You don't add yeast like you do with other breads. Gotcha.
Oh,
okay.
So you put that in.
That's your yeast.
And now you're ready to roll, and then it turns it into okay.
Because when I make that homemade bread, which I know I need to do again, there is like a thing where you put the yeast in, and then it's got to like eat the sugars and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sourdough starter is just flour and water. It feeds on the air. It feeds on the air?
Delicious.
It feeds. Let it feed.
Feed on the oxygen.
I bought a donut, and they gave me a receipt for the donut. I don't need a receipt for a donut. I'll just give you the money. You give me the donut. And the transaction. We don't need to bring ink and paper into this. I just cannot imagine a scenario where I'd have to prove that I bought a donut. Some skeptical friend, don't even act like I didn't get that donut. I got the documentation right here. Oh, wait, it's back home in the file. Under D for donut.
Mitch Hedberg, happy National Donut Day. I know that,
Is that the best joke about a donut?
It might be the best joke ever written about a donut. Rest in peace, Mitch Hedberg.
Yep, best comedian ever.
There'll be donuts down there, right? I know Glazing and Fuse is at Taste of Syracuse today.
Yeah, I'm sure there's... I don't know the names.
Learning in our chat now.
Of all of the places, but yeah.
I'm learning... Well, I kind of assumed that we had great donuts up here. Because I think that we're very spoiled with baked goods up here as well. Because Angie, who moved down south, says she can't get a peanut donut down south. That's maybe not a thing down there.
I thought that...
What?
I wanted... Oh, I started...
Peanuts
then I
are
was,
southern.
Well, yeah, I was going to start, then I stopped. I was like, don't want to sound... But okay, yeah.
Peanuts
they're,
are a southern thing.
They, right? They're from the south.
They do
so
like
why
boiled
they,
peanuts and all that stuff down there.
They would be readily available.
Jim Mercado's peanut farm.
Yeah, just all one us boiled.
Ancient belly yeast donuts. Bob is making them. Now, just straight up grocery store donuts up here are banging. Tops. Price Chopper.
Yep.
I haven't had a Wegmans donut in a minute, but those used to be good as far as I remember.
Yeah, that's
Green
been a little
Hills.
For me, but that's...
Holland Farms.
Green Hills is one you don't even have to mention because it's the one. Like
That's one.
It's already up here. We already know. But there's others, but man, Green Hills.
How's Hannaford Donuts out in the Mohawk Valley? Are those good donuts?
That one time that we... I'm blanking on the name because we went out... Utica way and grabbed a couple donuts from when we were doing Biggest Donut.
Oh, yeah.
So there were some nice ones out there. That Dippin' Donuts.
Lincourt Bakery, dude.
Yep.
Lincourt Bakery, dude.
We really are spoiled. I'm sure there's other places that have.
No wonder we're just
bakeries,
all so
we
fat
are.
Up here. We got great food.
Because it's not even. Yes, the donuts.
Mm-hmm.
But then just all the other bakeries that we're not even thinking of.
Just old-timey bakeries that are here,
cupcakes and all that stuff.
Yeah, Jimmy says Country Glaze and C-Square's got a bunch of... I've never had them yet, but I want to.
I think we did once.
Oh, yeah, somebody brought them in for us.
I think we did once, like, way with the start of their opening. We had them, and never again, and they were, like, the best thing ever. They were, like, fried in duck fat, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, White Rose and Little Falls, Lift says.
Ooh, I don't even know them.
I don't know them. Harrison Bakery is clutch. Do they do donuts? Or I only see their cookies most of the time, but I do love Harrison Bakery. Well, I have the rankings. If you want to know how America feels about their donuts, people voted on their favorite donuts.
I
can give
places.
You the top five if you want them.
All right, hold on, let me Google because I might not know all of them. All right.
What do you think is America's number one favorite donut?
Glazed.
Yeah, think Krispy Kreme.
That's what I did.
That's
what I did.
The glazed round is known as the pinnacle of donuts everywhere.
No thanks. If you say here, this just came out and it's hot and fresh, want it? I'm not going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But my eyes are going around and around first at the other options that are available.
Yeah, I think that we're just blessed.
Yeah.
I think blessed to get what we want, and we have so many options up here. You want number two?
I was going to say, I don't know the name. Is it a Long John?
That made the list.
Okay.
No. Rainbow donut. The rainbow sprinkles.
The Homer Simpson donut?
Yeah, like standard donut with the frosting and then the rainbow sprinkles on it. Again, I think that we're blessed. We have more variety, not a lot of places.
Because that, every once in a while, is an okay treat.
Mm-hmm.
But, again.
I think of other parts of the country, like where Nick and Nebraska are, and they just have to go stand in a field, and maybe they have like two donut options in Nebraska.
They have plain and chocolate or something. They have to wait for the wheat and grains to grow for them to pound them into the flours to make the donuts.
I'd never done a crazy thing in my life before that night. Why is it, if a man kills another man in battle, it's called heroic? Yet if he kills a man in the heat of passion, it's called murder.
Hello! Hello! Number three is the old-fashioned. Oh, I love an old-fashioned.
What's an old-fashioned donut?
I don't know. It says ridges. Oh, I bet we call them, what are those, sour cream donuts,
oh,
maybe?
I like a sour cream donut.
I love a sour cream donut.
You get a good sour cream donut,
because they say it has ridges,
day.
Catches glaze, and it's like a portable pound cake. I think they're calling an old-fashioned what we call.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what it is, a sour cream donut?
That's what it's looking like if you type it in.
Yeah, Fuzz is talking about the peaches glazed donut at the fair. There's a reason that thing's got lines for miles.
I've only ever had the pretzel.
Yeah?
I've never had the donut. It was very weird. I don't know why I didn't get it.
Number four is a raspberry jelly, according to this.
Okay.
Sure, I wouldn't be mad at a raspberry jelly donut.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with that. I mean, again, it's not, we keep going back to it, we're spoiled.
We're really spoiled because none of these are my top. What is your top? Can you think of your top?
Boston cream donut.
All right. Boston cream is the chocolate on top, cream filling.
More pudding.
It's a pudding. All right.
Not so much the cream, like a custard.
Okay.
Nice custard.
Okay. Because I like that donut, but I like it with the white frosting or whatever that is.
Okay. Yep.
In the inside.
Yep. I get you.
Now this one. This is where we're the most spoiled. Number five. Favorite donut in the country is an apple fritter. And all right, it's a fritter. It's not a donut, but fine.
I think the problem is that there's not enough other categories to be making up new ones for things like a fritter.
Yeah. So maybe like around the country that's special, but we're up here in apple country and we got so many good fritter options.
Yeah, we got
Ace to say that's not a donut.
That's what I mean. I think it's just that, where do you put it then?
Mm-hmm.
With the fritters. How many fritters are you knowing?
Yeah, there's only one. Is there more than apple fritter?
I don't think I've ever had like a blueberry fritter.
Sister says there's varying kinds.
Varying fritters?
There's varying fritters?
We only got this one more time before fritters lost all meaning of the
How
word.
How many fritters are there?
You eat fritters.
I'm saying fritter and I feel like I'm swearing.
I know.
I don't think I should be saying that.
That's why I keep saying it.
A fritter is a...
Fritter? Hi.
Yeah, because you're forgetting about like savory fritters.
What's a savory fritter?
I can't say the word anymore.
I'm going to keep saying fritter.
All right.
It's going to be all I say now. Fritter variety. Yeah.
A fritter is a portion of meat, seafood, fruit, vegetables, or other ingredients which have been battered, breaded, or a portion of dough without further ingredients.
No.
All right.
No. Types of fruit fritters. Here we go.
Go ahead. Give me some of them. Because I'm missing out on different fritter options.
I mean, you could do it.
I really feel like I shouldn't be saying fritter on the radio. Why does it sound like a bad word?
Hey, you're the one who keeps saying fritter.
Hey, man, you lint licker.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but it's just apple. But again.
What did you find? Now
you can make like a berry fritter and stuff, but it's just apple. So the apple is its own category, and it gets to stand all alone.
And another example
next to the seafood fritter.
Can I get some shrimp fritter? People would love that, though. You'll see over at your booth that the line for that Bold Coast lobster.
It's gonna go. Yep.
When I went to the food truck rodeo on Wednesday, this is not a slight on Bold Coast. They are clearly very successful.
Yeah.
Nothing looks grosser to me than what they sell.
No, it's
lobster and seafood. All that stuff. It's seafood. Yeah, it's so gross to me. But people love it. And they got my wife loves it. Nope. They love it.
I used to be able to tolerate a piece of like imitation crab, whatever that was. Because that's just some weird fish.
No.
Not actual crab. And even then, but that turned fast. Because I remember, I don't know, like a little kid style where somebody bought it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is terrible.
Can I get a lobster fritter?
Yeah, he kept
Lobster
fritters.
All right. Well, we said the word fritter enough.
Can I get a bowl of clam chowder to dunk my lobster fritter in?
And it is. It's like they got a bun, and then there's just all that dead fish meat on it.
Well, first, you have to
More for you guys.
Boil it alive.
More for you guys to enjoy.
And record its screams to play back later for its family.
That's part of what makes it taste so good.
That's how you assert dominance in the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
And then you crack open its body armor and suck out its insides.
Again, more fritter. For you guys. You guys have more fritters. You fritters eat as many as you want.
You fritter.
I like a good buck cherry fritter in the morning. Get my day started.
Ooh, a buck cherry fritter,
bud. You know I love that. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy day one of the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Top Friendly Markets.
Yeah.
Clinton Square. Be there. 11 a.m. It opens.
11.
11 a.m.
11.
Not what other things are posting. 11.
Yeah.
11 a.m. is when the booths open. Don't get any there earlier because you won't be eating.
There were a couple people yesterday.
They were coming to eat?
It was, it's just because there's people walking, then people are working, whatever.
Man.
But they were like, some of the usual, like, what is this?
Like, what do you mean, what is this?
It's just that, like, I wanted to be like, well, first of all, read the sign.
Do people, what is your booth or what is, just like, the whole event?
Me, what am I doing?
What are
you? And then it'll be like that tomorrow, it'll be the people. What is this?
What is it? I'm just selling Kool-Aid, is that okay? I don't know.
Why are you so mad already?
I know, why are you approaching me with aggression?
Oh, you already hate me.
Major League outfielder Jordan Adams is returning to college football at the age of 26.
What?
I guess. Do you know his name? Do you not know this guy? Is he not that popular?
That doesn't sound
He was
too
an
familiar.
MLB outfielder. In 2018, he had originally committed to North Carolina as a wide receiver.
Okay.
But then decided, I'm going to go play baseball instead. He was drafted by the Angels.
All right.
Played 38 MLB games over two seasons between the Angels and Baltimore.
All right.
Milwaukee Brewers released him back in May. He has full college eligibility, so he's going back to school to play college football at SMU.
Oh, SMU?
Yeah.
So he'll be here then.
Yeah.
They come up to the dome.
Is SMU that one that got that ban?
Yeah.
Southern Methodist University? Yep. So how?
That was years. It was the.
I thought it was like a permanent ban, though.
They went through a whole.
All right, gotcha.
There was a follow-up mini doc in that 30 for 30 that they did about it.
He was initially called the best route runner at Nike's Elite Showcase back then. He was compared to Odell Beckham Jr., and he joins other sports switchers like Carson Tout, who signed with the Notre Dame, whatever. But he's 26, going to play college football. And you know what?
No.
As kind of cringe as that is to be the 26-year-old guy, and hey, fellow teens.
So, but he has full eligibility. He's going to play 4 years. He's going to be 30. You're going to be 30 year old.
Going to be 30.
That's not an NFL wide receiver then. I don't know. I mean, if you get it, do whatever you want. It's fine. Just.
And who's giving him the NIL? Because you're all saying he's getting paid, but.
He could be. He could be. But I mean, I don't know. Because if he's taking there's so many roster spots now. I doubt he's taking the spot from somebody, but I don't know.
He must be good, but I mean,
it's
been 8 years.
Yeah.
Since you were drafted by anybody. He's not going to the NFL. I think he's just trying to get he was released by baseball and he's like, all right, I'm going to get paid to college.
Yeah, he might as well. Or who knows? It's the craziest story ever. He's unreal, and after 1 year, because it's something the rule
like,
is, it's not years, it's or age, it's how many years you're out of high school. He's met that.
Mm-hmm.
So if 1 year, he's unbelievable.
Text line says your Florida State Seminoles did the same thing with Chris Winkie.
Yeah, but this was quarterback and it was my team.
So. Oh, okay. Something that doesn't matter.
But it was also still weird that he, you know, was an old guy coming in and playing with a bunch of college kids.
And again, we remind you, Coach Brown, Coach McNamara.
Yeah.
Two guys in this room right now. Full eligibility.
Full eligibility.
We have full eligibility.
Come on.
Right here. And listen, much to the disappointment of the women of Central New York, I have not been in the dating game in a very long time.
Yes.
I've been out of the dating game for a long time. And
the outpouring of letters we receive
the
regular.
I'm sorry, ladies. Mm-hmm. I have been off the market since the turn of the century, so I don't know what the dating world is like.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a new trend that honestly just sounds like you gave a word to something we're already doing. But I digress. That's what most things are.
Yeah.
And the men of Central New York are also, I get those letters as well. I'm sorry.
Yep.
To the men and women of CNY, I know how attractive I am.
Dong shots on
the
red.
I'm aware of the effect I have on women and men. And I'm very sorry to be off the market. So I will not be wildflowering anytime soon.
Okay.
Now, you might think that this is like, you know, going and picking wildflowers and giving to somebody. That's not what this is. This is just what we used to do before apps existed. They say dating experts online say wildflowering is the newest vibe with dating. It's about getting to know each other and not rushing into things.
Dating then?
It's about relaxing your status and encouraging single people to let romance grow naturally. With no labels, no timelines, and no pressure. So I'm asking you people, is this not what dating is?
Yeah, that's what dating, I mean. Read the first line again, how it starts. Maybe I missed something at the start.
Wildflowering is about relaxing the status, encouraging single people to let romance grow naturally.
As it does.
With no labels, no timelines, and no pressure.
All right. So, I mean, it's just you're taking it very slow without even saying that it could turn into something.
The opposite of wildflowering.
I don't know. I'm a little.
Of wildflowering is when Cody immediately proposed to Laura from Ruby's when she walked in
that's
here.
That's what I thought it was. Or
if, I love you, you marry me.
Or if you were a dictionary, it's just going to different locations and spreading your seed in hopes that.
Oh, that's what wildflowering is. Just spraying and see what grows. They say when you're wildflowering, you're expected to be open about it. So you let other people know that you're. I am not committed to you. I'm seeing other people as well.
But so it's like that.
You're being
you're
open
also,
about it, I guess.
All right. I mean, yeah. So it's just we're going to see where this naturally goes, instead of like what holding a knife to me and be like, you're my boyfriend now.
That's why I'm asking you guys again. I'm sorry, I'm not in the dating world, ladies, men, they, them. So I'm just not. I've been connected to my wife for a very long time, but I would guess like maybe people in our age.
Mm-hmm.
Are eager to like get timelines because we're getting older. So I would imagine if someone is like in their 40s, like I am, and you were dating, you're like, is this going to be anything? Are we going to be anything? Like, does that happen? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
are there people that want to know where is this going? What are we doing?
Yes, because
that's the opposite of wildflowering.
I guess, yeah, because it's like dating with intent. Like, I'm not just here. You see it where it's, you know, not just saying it's all these, but as an example, it's like single moms where it's like, I'm dating with intent. I have a kid.
Yeah.
I'm not just here to bang dudes or even casually bang dudes.
Sure.
I'm here to find, you know, they're forever. So, I mean.
When their dad stepped out, you stepped up, brother.
I stepped up and stepped out, brother. You step aside.
Pudgy's wife says, divorced mom started dating after 30 years and it's been a nightmare for her. Everyone's been asking for money or gaslighting. People are asking for money?
That one is a...
Have you encountered that?
No.
It's a little narcissistic. I agree, Spaz.
The gaslighting.
It's just healthy communication. What's the gaslighting that happens?
Absolutely.
Oh, so you're like not taking this seriously?
Oh, no. Gaslighting, like, it's where you just... Oh, no, I guess not gaslighting. It's just disappearing.
Ghosting you.
Ghosting. Sorry, yeah. I got the two terms wrong. No.
Yeah, yes. Ghosting is when just they vanish. No.
Yeah.
They just vanish.
Yeah. But
sorry,
no.
But I had a sneeze there.
I was thinking of gaslighting, but no.
It's about healthy communication. Wildflowering is
okay. So
being open about it, saying I'm dating other people. Yeah. This is what we used to do, but I get it. You need to rebrand things sometimes.
And then if something out of all of those seeds, a beautiful flower grows.
Does grow.
Then a beautiful flower to grow.
Yes.
Naturally in the wild.
But this is back again around the turn of the century when I didn't date really anybody. But you'd like say, maybe you want to go to a party with your friends. Oh, we're going to go play beer pong at this house tonight. You want to come with me? Oh, man, I want to go come over and watch a movie? You know,
Beer pong reference.
Is that a thing kids still do? I don't know.
I would. I don't know if they do. I'd play beer pong. I'd play beer pong in a minute.
I know around the turn of the century, a lot of people met playing beer pong. That's all. That's my most current reference.
Okay. That's... Oh, boy.
What? Is that old? Is that an old man thing to say? People still played beer pong.
I'm sure they do. Just not... There's no way at the frequency in which we played in college and stuff like that.
Everybody had a photo of, like, when they met their significant other in a basement.
Yep.
With, like, a bunch of people, and there's the table set up, and, like, the basement is, like, the walls are white. There's nothing in it.
I can bring you up.
Like, I can see dozens of those photos.
Yep, I can bring you up beer pong pics on Facebook almost immediately.
See, look at Cousin Jay, met my wife playing beer pong. Exactly. Anytime people of my age will post, like, 20 years with my love, and it's like, it's their photo when they met. They're in a basement.
She's sitting on his lap in the dirtiest basement.
Wearing a Hollister
anybody's
t-shirt.
Ever seen. Or that spaghetti strap. Tank top thing.
Yep. They've got like the dude's got the Hollister collar and she's got like the tank top. And
yeah,
it's like,
man.
You know?
That's a.
Dude's probably got spiky hair, a little spiky.
Right.
20 years of my love. Sipping a Zima.
A little bit of frosted tips.
Hell yeah, dude.
Jack Daniel's cocktail cans.
That's where Cousin Jay, I feel personally attacked.
No, yeah, you're not. Not that it's a bad thing. We all did it.
Everybody did it. I just know that. Again, that's my most current reference of people meeting is at playing beer pong at somebody's house.
We in our college dorm room had a permanent beer pong setup.
Because you had that living area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we played, if you said every single day, I would say, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because we just enjoyed playing.
Yeah,
so
it's a fun game.
I could see people meeting.
See, look at Andy. Pretty sure the first time I met my husband, first time my husband and I hooked up was after a few beer pong games.
See?
That's how we used to do it at the turn of the century.
You drink dirty beer.
You drink Beast.
And that you've dipped a...
I didn't, but I watched you guys do it.
You dipped a dirty-ass ping pong ball into a cup of water that was extremely dirty.
It's clean.
And then it went right into our beer.
The beer kills the germs.
We then, all of us, pulled it out with our fingers and then drank it.
No. My wife and I...
Why our immune systems are pretty decent.
Our college photo is on my couch in my college dorm. We did not play beer pong, but we did have the college connection.
Did you hear people playing beer pong sometimes?
All the people go all the time.
Well, then there was also those 3 or so years for people where you had to hide it. Because college, you're not 21 for the most part.
No, we're just playing water ball.
Oh, man, you'd have to be quiet, and then you get the RA that knocks at the door, and you got alcohol.
What are we doing in there?
Oh, man, those days.
Anyways, sorry my dating references aren't current,
right?
But that's what we used to do back in the day.
Here you go.
You want to get something to drink, is it?
Immediate.
Exactly. I told you.
Yep.
I told you. Everybody's got that photo.
Yeah.
You want something to drink?
Oh.
Head on down to the Summit Federal Credit Union, Taste of Syracuse, and see this band for tomorrow. Fuel, 7:15 on the Vin and Leave main stage. It's K-Rock.
smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
Electricity is more than a source of energy. At its best, electricity is a rush, a thrill, a feeling. From hybrids to plug-in hybrids to the all-electric Lexus RZ, this is our take on electric. One that puts what you need, what makes you feel confident, inspired, excited, above all else. After all, if it doesn't spark something in you, is it really electric? See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
The headliner of your Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Market, 7:15 tomorrow on the Veda Leaf main stage. It is Fuel. And joining us in studio, one of the vendors over at Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, and it's Cody, isn't
it? Cool, yeah.
Hey, man, thank you for coming in. So tell me,
this is on my video?
Yeah, you are also on Twitch, yeah. So what you're going to be, no, camera's right there, sir. Your booth is...
Get punched! Get punched! Punched. Taste right. of Syracuse. Happy to be here.
This is Cody. He's in here to show us what he's going to be serving up over there at the Taste of Syracuse.
I'm excited. We were there last year, and we're back again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about being...
No. You got to stay on mic.
Oh, thank okay. You. Okay, yep.
Yeah, just stay right there and talk into that mic. Thank you.
Taste of Syracuse. Mm-hmm. First year was great. You know, you work out some of the problems you have, and then you come back stronger next year, mm-hmm. And we're back again with... our adult-sized Kool-Aid
so
pouches.
These are punched pouches. Yeah, they're cool. Yep. It's literally Kool-Aid.
Yep.
People keep asking, is it alcohol? It is not alcohol.
No, I can't tell you what to do with it after it's out or away from me.
And it's got a little strap that hangs off your neck. How convenient is that?
And if you want to upgrade and go hands-free while, you know, snacking on some of our other things,
okay.
You can upgrade and get the lanyard on our punched pouch.
So what flavors of Kool-Aid are you going to have over there, Cody?
This one's blue raspberry lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 1A and 1B between that and our tropical punch.
Okay.
And then also grape and orange because, we're in Syracuse.
Yes.
Go Orangemen.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you're not from around here. Huh? You're in from out of town?
Yeah, just up the
gotcha.
Road there.
Uh-huh.
So.
Cool. And then what else are we going to have over there, Cody?
Well, also Dunkaroo Dippers. We're a nostalgia booth,
okay.
If you will. So we've got some Dunkaroo Dip here and some animal cookies.
Okay.
And Teddy Grahams.
So I tried both of these before we went on the air. This is Cody. He's here with Punched.
He did. He's not lying. Look.
Get Punched will be over at the Taste of Syracuse starting at 11 a.m. this morning.
Yep.
You have two cookie options, the Teddy Grahams and then the
animal cookies.
The animal cookies.
They taste exactly like a certain one you would have gotten in a tiny little bag if you were a child and got a meal from a place.
Oh, yeah, you probably can't legally call them what they are, but they...
But they taste exactly like that.
And a clown would maybe give it to you.
Yes.
Maybe there's a Hamburglar running around.
Yes, and he'd steal it from you.
Uh-huh.
But then...
This is the big hit. We're talking to Cody from the Get Punch booth, Punched at the Taste of Syracuse. Do you know your booth number, Cody?
105.
105. You're right on a corner, I believe,
right? Right on a corner, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Got Kool-Aid pouches. He's got the Dunkaroo Dippers, two options of cookies.
Uh-huh.
And now this.
But then.
This is what I want people to see. The Kool-Ickle.
Look at this thing.
Right here.
Huh?
Right here. Look. This is your $2 sample, right? You get
there
two pickles.
You'll get two of these. This is just one right here.
Can I show our viewers here?
Yep. Go ahead. Go ahead.
There we go. Kool-Ickle.
Uh-huh. What do you think
I'll
of that?
I'll come over here and show them on this camera. So what is this? This is just literally a Kool-Aid soaked in pickle, Cody?
Yep, there's a viral...
No, pickle soaked in Kool-Aid, is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's kind of like a viral trend going around in soaking things in the Kool-Aid, and I had a Kool-Aid pickle a long time ago, and it was pretty delicious, so we're going with this.
Let me go ahead and try this here.
He's going to try it.
You don't mind, I'm going to try it.
Let me turn the...
Yeah, turn your... You're doing social media? Oh, okay, good,
Whoa, he's trying it.
Mmm!
Josh is trying it! Wow!
Hi, viewers at home!
Yeah, it's great. Because again, what I love...
No.
The bat.
Yep.
The Taste of Syracuse is just... All the people that come out, It's a fun time.
So your $2 sample is two Cool Pickles.
Yeah.
Two pickles, guys.
I mean, you can't beat that.
Uh-huh. I'm really nervous interviewing this guy, Cindy. You're right.
This is
a lot of ladies in our chat very attracted to you, sir. So,
speaking of ladies, can't go, notice without, saying a shout out to some of our other vendors out there.
Yeah, who?
Especially this booth, Rubies.
They're right behind you.
Great booth. Yep, they're right behind me. If you want to go over there and check out some great food. I've heard, I think you tried some of the stuff.
I did. Yep. They're very, very good. I'm excited to get down there. So
it was great.
If you are going to the Taste of Syracuse, which you should be, go over and see, again, it's Cody is the name?
Yep.
Cody. At the Punched booth, right there. This is the camera right there, sir. Yep, thank you. And, of course, you're on the radio as well, so.
Whoa.
Great job. Dunkaroo dippers.
Yep.
Coolickles for the $2 sample, and, of course, the delicious Kool-Aid pouches.
Heck yeah. Get pumped.
Our last guest.
He was, by far,
quite attractive.
The best looking guest.
Best looking. Left a huge dump in our bathroom.
Yeah.
He wrecked the bathroom.
He went in right after I came out. I missed it. I had
you would have liked him. He brought in some good stuff. His booth is punched over at Taste of Syracuse.
I tried it. That Kool-Aid pickle is one of the best things I've ever had.
He
left me the pouch punch drink. He goes, you want that, man? And I went, I do. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Then we kissed a little.
And then you did that weird mirror thing.
We did that. And we jumped right into the Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, you did.
Rolling Stones guy skit.
Yep. It's got to be annoying to be a rock star who also has to do, family things.
It is.
You know that firsthand.
It is.
Because, this is Richie Sambora, and he's at his daughter's wedding, and there's a band, and they start playing Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
And
I
you got
to
be
that song for you.
What was that?
He does that. They want him at his daughter's wedding to come up and go. That's it.
No, he. The band starts doing "Living on a Prayer." Obviously, he has to jump up and perform it with them.
But he won't do it with Bon Jovi,
right? I would imagine, if you're a rock star and there's a band, they're you want to join us?
I'm sure knew at some point it was going to happen. That's probably also one of the things as a rock star dad you probably have to realize is going to happen.
That they're going to want you to
You're going to at some point have to do that at a place. You don't really want to.
You walk into a room, you're Paul McCartney, and you walk into a room, and there's a piano.
Ooh, I don't.
Are you,
He might be too big.
You think so?
I don't think anybody would dare be like, Paul.
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 Hey. You see that piano? A piano's tuned, by the way, Paul.
Is it now?
Is it?
Yeah, you can shove it right up your bum.
And you're a teenager, you're trying to get her to put her hand on it. You're just kind of hey,
you're over there.
Hey, Paul.
Hey.
Hey, whoa, wow, this feels pretty good. Paul, come over here.
Wow, this is smooth ivory.
I'm not going to play.
Maybe just a little
bit. I'm not going to play.
Maybe just a wee little bit. No, that's got to be.
All the time, I'm sure.
Well, it's also funny because then you get the opposite or that awesome clip of the guys from, what is it, Lit? That tried to get up on stage and do that because they walked by.
Yeah, yeah.
They walked by a bar.
Sure,
that was a cover band
playing. Yeah, Lit.
And they were jumping and they were like, "Oh, you want to? Okay, who are you though?"
No one knew who they were. Those are the sadder videos when it's guy performs his own song at a karaoke bar and it's I don't think anybody knows that he's doing his own song.
Nope.
I don't think nobody knows who that guy is.
No idea.
Well, congratulations to the Sambora family.
Yeah.
Good morning, this is K-Rock. Some dad rock for you. See that article?
No.
They've updated what they consider dad rock.
Uh-oh.
You're here with me too, big boy.
But I ain't no dad.
But
I know.
Loudwire has an article out right now saying, when you hear the phrase dad rock, you probably think, we talked about this, even
Yeah, Van Halen.
Yeah, like Van Halen, Aerosmith, Zeppelin.
Yeah.
You think classic rock?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, you know.
Now, we've joked about divorce dad rock, which I think is a different genre. This is like just dad rock.
Yeah.
And it's all my bands.
No, Weezer falls into that now.
Weezer's such a dad rock band.
Absolutely, they are.
I recognize that.
Yep, there's a lot of crossover.
The Offspring.
Yeah. I mean, everything we play is
dad rock, guys, so.
But that's because that's how that works. That's you get what we grew up with.
This is what it is now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Linkin Park made the list. Dad
really?
Rock.
Really? Yeah. For dad rock?
Dad rock.
Wow.
A list of bands that are now considered dad rock, according to Loudwire. There are many younger bands now that are considered dad rock, but they're not young bands. Weezer just released a video this week.
Yeah.
Rivers Cuomo's like 60 now.
Yeah. No.
Like, it is what it is.
Why are we so old, mate?
We are blessed to continue to get older and wake up on this side of the dirt.
Yep.
And with that blessing comes dad rock. Korn made the list. Korn is dad rock.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, I get it, but I don't know. I have a hard time putting like Korn in that list or.
Because when I look at this list.
Yeah.
These are all bands with the exception of one that my kids wouldn't want to listen to in the car with me. Like, if I pick up my kids, I mean, they're not going to make me change it.
Yeah.
But they'll put their headphones on.
They're not.
They'll put their earbuds on.
They're not.
Green Day made the list.
Green Day has, absolutely.
And my oldest loves Green Day, so there wouldn't be a debate there. But
it's definite dad rock.
Definitely dad rock.
Yep. Yep.
Incubus, did I say that one?
No, but okay. Yeah.
Incubus, dad rock.
Yeah.
Page, I was just listening to $3 Bill, y'all, by Limp Bizkit.
See?
They didn't make this list, but I would say Limp Bizkit's dad rock now.
I would say that, for the most part, if you are attending several soccer games on Saturday morning and then picking up somebody from a dance recital after and then going to a concert, whatever that concert is, dad rock.
So then Cake or Jason Mraz for me last weekend?
Jack Johnson, Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
No, I can't remember any of their names.
Mayer. It's a good litmus test.
Yeah.
You got up, you put on comfortable shoes, took the kids to their sports, had an early dinner with the wife.
Now you're going to a concert?
Now we're
going
to go to a concert.
And what is it? Dad rock?
Yep.
That's all I need.
Thank you.
Yep.
Foo Fighters, dad rock. Foo Fighters, absolutely dad rock.
Yep.
Dave Grohl is so much dad rock, he makes kids not even with his wife. That's how much of a dad he is. Dave Grohl is such a dad rocker. He's like, I'm going to be a dad. I'm going to be a dad to multiple lineages.
That was a good one. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. No, and that's also, that's why I don't know if I put Korn in this, because that's about as hard as we go on a Saturday. The Foo Fighters? Huh. I'm going to have myself a rough Monday. You know what I mean? But Korn, like that?
I feel attacked personally at this point. I got to take the day off because I'm going to a concert. Okay?
If you didn't have anything Sunday,
okay,
you wouldn't have taken Monday.
No, I do need the day. I need a day to recover.
Jeez, I had two beers last night at that concert. I don't know. 8 o'clock staff meeting. I don't know if I'm ready for it.
Well, that burger I had last night ain't sitting well with me.
Fall Out Boy, dad rock?
Yep. Yep.
Why does that one feel off to me? Because that, like, out of all these bands, the youngest would be Fall Out Boy, right? Because they didn't come around to the early 2000s.
Yeah, but it's just when you kind of play those songs and, I don't know, they fit the genre a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in there. Jelly Roll, dad rock now.
100%. Jelly Roll's dad rock.
He's dad rock. He turned right to dad rock.
Jelly Roll's some dad rock, I think.
But like, not cool dad rock.
Also making the list, Blink-182, dad rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you almost, by default, thanks to the band themselves, if you were a band like 20-some-odd years ago or 30, and then you had that big, long break, and now you're a band again, you're going to be dad rock. I don't even care what genre is, you're dad rock.
Here's a great example of that. Your number one dad rock band, right here on your number one dad rock station, bud.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know it. Rolling the top of the hour with the legends. hitting the post by cracking packs, bud? Look at that.
What, dude? Who even is this?
Good morning. This is K-Rock. We just cracked a pack thanks to Twisted Mayhem Gaming over near Moyer's Corners in Beeville. We're at the intersection of 31 and, what is that, 57? Yep.
Oh, okay.
Right there, cracking packs.
That sounds like a familiar spot.
What? 3157?
Isn't Splash right on the corner?
It is. Yeah. That is right. Kitty corner and Splash.
The sadness I felt yesterday when I forgot, because I was running all over, when I went there, because I usually go to East Coast Emeralds.
Yeah.
And then I go to Splash.
Yeah.
And then I get on highway, blah, blah, blah. But it was different yesterday, so I just got my stuff and came back.
Yeah.
Halfway back, I was like, oh, I didn't know that was mine. I audibly gasped.
Cody and I are the spokespersons, people's, whatever, for Splash Car Wash. So we have the Unlimited Pass, which you can all sign up for. You buy the Unlimited Pass, your future self will thank you, because you get the next month free.
Yeah. And
I know you've had a busy week, bud, so I haven't done our usual bit where I send you pictures.
But I need them. I like them. Three times?
I'm going three times this week.
Listen, I was one of those people.
I've been over by 57 and 31, and
if
I was like,
if you're there.
I'm like, I'll just go through.
Make fun of the people that you, every day you would see lines at this place or that place, and you'd be like, who is getting their car washed every day?
Us.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah. I would.
If you sign up for an unlimited thing, I'm going to do the unlimited thing.
You have no idea how badly I want to go through twice every single time just because.
Yeah.
The first time, cleans it up.
You feel
good.
So bougie.
Second time, gets the spots you might have missed.
You feel so bougie.
Uh-huh.
Listen, we love Splash Car Wash, but we're over there. Cracking packs from Twisted Mayhem.
Yeah, we found
we
some
got
good
the
ones so
Mega
far.
Greninja. Greninja?
I don't know how to say it.
The 100. That's worth $25.
Is that the gold one? Is that the other on the list?
The other one.
Like a gold one or something.
The gold one is worth $300. And the 116 is $364.
Whoa.
So you got really close to getting a really good one.
Damn.
One you pulled is super rare.
The cool ninja frog is wicked cool. Got it.
Cool Ninja Frog, is that what they say? All right, cool. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That one's awesome. I like that one. We have found some, at least if you know, a couple valuable ones, but some really cool ones.
Yeah, really cool. This is an interesting thing to do. I see how people enjoy cracking packs.
Yeah.
Or they say breaking packs, or what the real phrase is. We like to say cracking a pack.
I like crack a pack.
You guys
it's
also
like crack
know
crack a rat, which is fart.
One thing you know about Coco and I is we love the freezer section at the grocery store.
Top notch.
Oh. And hello, come on in. And I do love a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pockets.
It's funny because every time you do the ding, it's like your finger's doing a ding, like it's a real hot bell, pockets. But it's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny.
Hot Pockets has a new item, I guess. And I was just, if you weren't watching in Twitch, you missed an interaction between Cody and I, where I knew he was busy yesterday setting up a booth, so I didn't send him a photo. But we love pizza logs and the company that makes these pizza logs. Now they've got pizza logs, buffalo chicken logs, taco logs.
That one I haven't tried because I don't.
Taco logs.
Yeah, no, those ones. I bought the apple pie logs before.
And did you like them?
Those are pretty good.
I also saw strawberry cheesecake logs
that
he apparently bought a week ago already. So
I got them.
Don't even need to break the news to him.
I got them. I cannot wait.
I love the log company.
I love just getting a log. Getting
love
it nice and heated up.
I
wait until it's not
dude.
Hot, but steamy, and then taking that log right down my gullet.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me see if they're at, before I a place. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
And I like items that are an instant grab for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no thought.
Yeah. Yum Yum Shack will be at the Taste of Syracuse this weekend. They've got all their gourmet egg rolls.
Oh, okay.
I
like gourmet egg
Yum
rolls.
Yum Yum Shack. I don't know what they'll have this weekend, but they do amazing.
Maybe it'll kick off the egg roll thing again.
With the steak and cheese.
Which you've kind of been lucky to not do.
What have I done? What's that?
Because I think you'd be the same as me.
What?
If you realized how easy it was to make egg rolls.
I would just make them a lot.
I think you'd be the same as me.
I don't like frying things in my house because it stinks up my house.
But again, you need the very minimal amount of oil.
You just kind of roll them in it.
You don't deep. It's not like a deep. I'm sure you can deep fry them, but I don't deep fry them. You just kind of you
roll a little bit of oil and you just roll them until they crisp up.
Yeah,
dude, I would eat 300 steak and cheese egg rolls right now.
That was my.
That was your go-to, like a steakums and cheese,
because it was the easiest thing to do. Because all I would do is take the cheese steak, put it in the crock pot,
mm-hmm.
and then that would just cook until I wanted it. And then you just egg roll it up and fry them.
I got like the Blackstone with the burner outside. I can just do it out there, you know?
Good weekend.
So back to Hot Pockets, shall we? Hot Pockets has their new snackable line, Hot Pocket Snack Breaks. I hate to tell you this, Hot Pockets. Maybe this is more of a shameful thing for me, but you already are snackable size for me.
Yeah, you're not.
You don't need to go smaller. A snack is a Hot Pocket for me.
Yeah, so it's just small?
It's like half a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, no. This is one of those, again, where the machine malfunctioned and made them half the size. I'm not throwing these away.
No, and it's like, honestly, I like the bigger ones. You know those like jumbo Hot Pockets they sell at gas stations?
Oh, no, really?
The burn dairy by me sometimes when I got a bug up my ass and I want a Hot Pocket, I'll pull in.
Okay.
They got regular size Hot Pockets and then like the triple XL Pro Max diesel, whatever that is.
Oh, I gotcha. And that's your...
That's like the pepperoni, bub.
I mean...
Two of those.
How big? Show me again. Do you know...
Two of those.
Do a thing. Do what? How big? Like,
I mean, they're like this big around. Like, hold on. I'll show you a photo.
All right. Let me see.
What are they called?
I don't know. You are the Jumbo Max XL Hot Pocket man.
Big and bold.
Big and bold.
Well, yeah, here it is. I'm going to show you the comparison image.
Okay.
Where is the comparison image?
Okay. But no, I don't need. And then now, what do you do? Do you
50% larger? That's how big big and bold is. Damn. Hot Pocket.
And do you have to then old school style? Are you then putting them into the gas station like microwave and like heating them up and like standing and waiting?
Because Hot Pocket technology has come so far, you don't need that sleeve anymore.
No.
So I bring them home and put them in the air fryer.
Gotcha.
Don't need that sleeve anymore.
It is. So it's basically a calzone.
Again, I can't figure out why I've got high blood pressure. I'm eating 3,000 calories of Hot Pockets for a snack.
But then you're just eating else for the rest of the day.
Yeah, but then I'm good for the rest of the day. So they're snackable line. Let's get through it. As they are just like half of a Hot Pocket.
So they're half of the one on the left?
Let me see if I can find you an image.
Because, I mean, bro, like you said, the regular Hot Pocket is the snack. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's I'm hungry, but dinner's not for like 2 hours.
See, because they have...
What's the cover look like?
I'll bring this image up. Because they have, like, apparently they did Hot Pocket Bites at some point, which... was basically Totino's pizza rolls.
I was going to say, now you're getting into that territory of...
Here, this is what it looks like. It's on my screen. No. For those of you just listening, I'll describe it. It's a square.
Yeah.
The snack breaks are a square, essentially, as opposed to the big oblong one.
So, it sounds like it was kind of right.
Yeah.
The machine made them square.
Oops.
Oh, snackables.
Derek down in the cutting room.
Yep, he's fired.
He's fired, but he was making these the wrong size.
But even though he made the ones that were now making snackables, going to make a ton of money off them, he's fired. But the guy that fired him is now going to
get a raise.
Get a raise because he fired the guy.
He fired the guy that came up with this.
That did it, even though they're going to run with it.
Hot Pockets.
Why am I hearing Hot Topic? I'm not hearing Hot Pockets. Listen.
Hot Pockets.
I'm hearing Pockets.
You are?
Yeah.
Am I just dumb? Am I just dumb now?
Does he like me?
Hot Pocket snack breaks. So you got cheesy stuffed pretzels with bacon, salty pretzel crust filled with bacon and reduced fat cheese.
No, bacon like that's not.
This sounds like an empanada.
Empanada.
Hot Pockets melty nacho beef. Corn chip style crust blasted with cheddar, filled with beef crumbles, nacho seasoning, and reduced fat cheese. That sounds like an empanada that I would eat.
Yeah, it does. It very much does.
Jalapeno poppers, pretzel crust filled with jalapenos, cream cheese, and reduced fat cheeses.
Jalapenos, bro.
Ultimate cheddar, crispy cheddar cracker crust filled with a melted blend of classic reduced fat cheeses and a savory cheese sauce. Thank you, Scotty, for those bits.
Ooh, the classic blend.
That sounds kind of like those stuffed Cheez-Its that they were doing at... May they rest in peace, Pizza Hut, when you had your stuffed Cheez-Its.
Bro, that was one of the more surprising...
What a treat that was, man.
Delicious.
Those stuffed Cheez-Its.
And that was a hell of a... Because we did Sunday brunch, right?
Yeah.
And we got, Pizza Hut.
as well.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was one of the best ever.
It was awesome. And then they have a dessert one, a flaky cinnamon sugar crust filled with apples and a spicy cinnamon sugar sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, see, with stuff like that, we were just talking about.
Gooey apple.
I will. That's what it's called.
It's called gooey apple.
No. I will wait and get one of the things we talked about earlier, one of our very many apple fritters or such when it's fall time.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't need to get one of those
fall
now.
Fall time treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rick on text line. They just made bigger Totino's pizza rolls, essentially.
Yes.
Just different flavors on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Big, fat, thick stuff.
An online poll asked parents an interesting question. Would you rather, what would be worse? Finding out your kid is bullied or finding out your kid is a bully?
Which would be worse? Bullied, because it'd be harder to stop the situation or find the resolution to the situation because it was... Now you have to get involved in a whole other way if you want to,
yeah.
Or if your kid even wants you to, because if your kid's a bully, if you walked in and said, and you know, you were like, I'm the bully, I'd walk up to you and give you a stern talking to, or however parents do that
for
or whatever.
Me,
and then
for me, it would be harder finding out my kid is a bully, because that's a more reflection on my lack of parenting. I did not raise a good person.
Try
to
raise them right.
With my kid, if I found out my kid was being bullied,
yeah,
I could handle that, because you're going to be bullied your whole life. You're going to work with people that bully you. You're going to work for people that bully you.
In one way or another, yeah, that's true.
Insecure people are bullies. They don't know... when they hate themselves deep down inside, and this is going to be your boss, maybe your coworkers... they're going to talk down to you, make you feel less, less than. It's because they're insecure.
Yeah.
And they want to make you feel as bad as they really feel on the inside. So I would help my kids navigate that and say, yeah, this isn't the last time you're going to be bullied. You're going to grow up and you're going to find people.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to work for people that bully you. Because just because they're your boss doesn't mean they're not a bully.
That's for sure.
They said... 66% of people surveyed said they'd agree with me. They'd find it harder that they are raising a bully. Quote, finding out your kid is a bully at school, it's a reflection on your own parenting, a harsh realization about my own parenting, and it's difficult to figure out that conversation. Now,
that
conversation would be like you said.
Yeah.
If I found out my kid was bullying other kids.
Yeah.
We're going to have a talk.
Yeah, we're going to talk. What do you, why do you think?
Because I don't want to raise a bully.
Yeah,
I want people going out in the world.
Yeah, what in your head is.
And you might disagree with me because, like, you know, Cody and I get bullied every day. And that's just fine.
Yeah.
I've been bullied every day for 44 years. Hasn't stopped.
No, usually how it works is get bullied, then, because I'm better at saying things, I say something that deeply offends them, and then they go to our bosses.
Yeah, and they complain.
That's usually how it works for
me. Yeah, yeah. 66% said it would be worse to find out what?
Am I the bully?
Are you the bully? No, you don't bully.
No, it's the retaliation.
When I worked with Hunter, Hunter was a bully,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
He was a bully.
No, I'm more retaliation.
Parents said, like I said, on the flip side, a parent said it would be worse if they're being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
Schools often are useless with that stuff. That's also the other side, is I don't know any examples personally, but generally schools aren't really great at handling bullies because... their hands are tied with so many different rules, at least in this state.
Yeah.
So,
No,
that would be hard to fix.
No, I'm not really
used to
it.
But I can help my kids navigate it.
But yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know my wife and I want to put two good humans out in the world. We want two good humans to be out there doing good human things.
Good human
And bullies aren't
things.
Good humans. They may be successful in business. They may climb to the top of their profession.
Yes.
But they can still be bullies. And... I don't want my kids to be bullies. So that's where I would stand. Where would you stand? What side of that coin would you want to be on? Ahoy, hoy, this is K-Rock, and it's the first Friday of the month, which means Joel and Carissa are here for a Beer Friday. Branching out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus. You're very dancey today, Carissa.
I guess I am.
Yeah.
She's doing it all dancey. For me.
She is, yeah. You're immobile. He's he's injured as he usually is.
As it should be.
As it should be. What do we got coming up for tastings, first hours, all that? Anything?
Yeah, so tonight from 4 to 6, we have Sloop, Sloop.
They've got a couple new seasonals out. I know everybody knows Juice Bomb. That's really popular, but we've got some of the weird ones that you don't see everywhere. So that'll be 4 to 6 with Emily. She's awesome. We will not be there because we will be at Hot Mulligan, but Casey will be there. Casey. So be kind to Casey and Emily.
Nice.
We're open 11 to 7 today, tomorrow, and noon to 5 on Sunday.
Fun.
Sunday.
We got our K-Rock 4-pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is our theme? Is summertime?
yeah, summertime.
Sure. Sure, fine. I like
light
it.
On the way here, I was like, dang it, I should have done all Syracuse for Taste of Syracuse. That was dumb. But I just went with summer fun.
Summer fun.
It's finally warm. Let's embrace all the
What's
summer
the price
fun.
This week?
$15.
$15 K-Rock 4-pack. Let's get it started, Joel.
So they may not be everyone's favorite, but the Kelsey brothers have a lovely garage beer, and this is the lime iteration of their garage beer.
So like Bud Light Lime, essentially.
Yeah, essentially, but I think better, personally.
That's really good. It doesn't taste like dish soap. That's why I didn't like Bud Light Lime.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Oh, that's
that
a fun.
That lime can come off soapy.
Yeah.
That's a fun flavor.
Right?
That's really
good. Really subtle.
It's pretty, pretty mild, but it's
still
there. It's
a grape beer with a touch of lime.
Yeah. How is their garage beer doing? Well, people like it.
Absolutely.
Just because it's like, it's like a dad's beer. Yeah. You just got it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Simple, out in the garage.
Easy, clean, like 4%.
You don't have to be protective of it when people come over and be like, that's my beer.
Yeah. Grab a beer. All right. I like that crack.
Ready?
I am. I see blueberry on the can, and I like a blueberry.
He said he likes your crack. Pull your crack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
What is this one, Joel?
Look at you, that guy!
Ah, that was brave.
All right, so this is from Gray Sale, who are in Rhode Island. It's called Blueberry Break. It's a blueberry wheat ale.
Oh, I'm going to like this one.
Yeah. Smell that one.
I like a wheat ale, and I like flavored ones.
Oh, that smells good.
Oh, this reminds me, the smell reminds me of, what's that blueberry beer I like with the dog on it?
Sea Dog,
but I also like what you're going to say. Endicottville.
Ellicottville,
Wachusett. That's really good.
Fatheads. We got lots of blueberry right now.
Yeah, I like the Fatheads one, but this is awesome.
That's yummy. I got to drink more fruity beers
that
this month.
That smells fresh.
I like it because sometimes with the fruit ones, like the Ellicottville one, I can only drink like one.
It's too sweet.
It's too sweet. Yeah. This isn't sweet at all.
I got to sip on
really
more
good.
Of these, man. I do love them and I forget it. It's like it's like grape soda. I forget that I like it until I have a can of it.
Grape cider. Jesus. Oh. I should just bring one every time. They're so good.
Give me that. Welch's
blueberry.
Grape juice.
That's
this
Rhode
is
Island?
Nice. Yeah. 5%, you could definitely knock a few of these back because it doesn't have that lingering, sticky sweetness
to it.
There's
almost a dryness at the end.
Yeah.
That makes you want to take another sip.
Yeah. Okay, I will.
It's a beer Friday.
Twist my
Joel and Carissa branching out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus.
Need a new cup, though, please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. DMC likes Ellicottville in the chat as well.
Nice.
Of course, twitch.tv/the show if you want to see the cans.
Oh,
see my cans. Nice. I'll show you my cans in the Twitch chat if you like.
Small fee.
Oh, look at that.
What is this one? That's very clear.
Yes.
It's a cider.
We're going to do
a
little.
Because we sell ciders, if everyone forgot.
A little Giving Tree cider. It's a rosé.
It's so fancy.
Yeah, so just to reiterate what Carissa said there is that, it's branching out Bottle Shop. Not just beers. Yeah. They got ciders and infused beverages.
I can't get away from that.
Branching out Beverage Center.
I can't get away from that one wall. That special one there. That standalone there. Yep. A lot of fun stuff in that one.
This is a cider. Who is this from again? I didn't hear you.
The Giving Tree
in Geneva.
Oh, fun. So somewhat local. All right.
Yeah. And they're fairly new-ish, I believe. Yeah. At least new-ish to us. But they make really crisp, clean, dry cider.
Yeah. I love a cider so much.
Yeah. I've been drinking much cider lately.
I love
it's just
cider.
Refreshing.
That's
we carry
good.
A lot of dry ciders.
I like a dry cider.
Most of the grocery stores have all the sticky sweet stuff. And so we make sure we have a nice
balance. The can is like super simple. It says simple premium cider on it.
They're not wrong.
Rosé is like a wine rosé kind
of. So rosé you can do through the color of the apples or you can add in some grape skin. So
it is so clean.
Grape skins.
And you get all the apple flavor without being super sweet and,
Man, I love a hard cider, Coke.
Yeah.
I do love a hard cider.
Haven't had it in a while.
Nope, that is a really good one.
Branching out Bottle Shop. $15 for the K-Rock 4-pack.
All right.
We got a final one.
You ready for this?
I am.
Oh, boy.
I don't think you are.
Okay, maybe I'm not.
So this is from Edmunds Oast in North Carolina.
North Carolina!
South Carolina.
Raise up!
So South Carolina raised down?
Petey Pablo.
It's called...
We will rock your head like a helicopter.
Yeah, remember Petey Pablo? Off. You remember take Petey Pablo.
Who doesn't remember Petey Pablo? Do you remember Petey Pablo's popsicle? Yep.
Petey Popsicle! All right. Sorry, I took you off track there. Go ahead.
That's fine. No, so the name of the beer is Petey Pablo's Popsicle, and it is a tart ale with really natural flavors. Oh. I cannot believe I just said all of that without tripping over my tongue.
Tart ale.
Sour.
Sour beer, basically. All right. Oh, it's blue! It's a blue! Let me show you, Chad. Jump in twitch.tv/the show. Look at that.
Wow.
It is neon blue.
It is, yeah, that is a blue.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Unfortunately.
It looks like the stuff that the barbers have their combs and
yeah.
Lenses in.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's formaldehyde.
if that's what that tastes like, I'm that drinking those next time I go to the barber.
It does not taste like that I am aware of.
It's not as sweet as you would think it is.
Oh, Cody.
However, here's the other thing. To my knowledge, I don't know how much you have to drink to also urinate this color.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Because I have not
cool.
been able to do that yet, so.
I'll try it this weekend.
Hold on a second. What is that, bud?
Melted popsicle.
What is this again? Is it a hard cider?
Yeah, the picture
nope,
is
it's a sour.
No, it's a sour. It's a tart ale.
Oh.
But the flavor profile is supposed to be a bomb pop.
Yep.
Melted unless, bomb pop.
Yeah, rocket unless pop. That's yeah. like copywritten or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that or rocket
patriotic
pop.
Patriotic popsicle.
Oh,
probably
Jesus.
Why they said just popsicle on the can. Pardon me, Petey Pablo's popsicle.
Yes.
They did not say that on the can. You're going to get a C and D.
I'll take it. Oh, it'll be my second.
Bro, he's not really into the C, but he'll take the D.
Bro, that's a good drink.
This is really good. You can definitely get the taste of like a melted popsicle in there. Mm-hmm. With all of them kind of combined.
There's probably going to be some of those that taste today.
Growler lines when it comes up this summer. But
you bought a keg of it? You're going to buy a keg of
it? I have a keg of it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then we'll
yeah.
just have to replace that line after it's off because no. it'll be dyed this color.
Yeah. No.
What do they do to make it this color? Just food coloring?
I would imagine probably. Just food coloring.
Same I mean, you put I don't, in the popsicle, right? How do yeah. you make a popsicle blue?
Yeah.
I don't think you did it intentionally, but it's red, white, and blue. It's very
my God.
It's a very patriotic spread right here for America's 250.
America, baby!
America!
All right, branching out bottle shop.
Is this beer available at Taste of Syracuse? No, we're not at Taste of Syracuse.
No, they're not at Taste of Syracuse. This is all. You got to go and see them.
Yes. Yeah, you got to come to us in Camillus.
Yes.
Branching out bottle shop. Township 5 in Camillus. Go ahead and give the hours and tastings again.
Yeah. 11 to 7 today, tomorrow, noon to 5 on Sunday. We have a tasting with Sloop today, 4 to 6. I don't think we have an infused beverage tasting. I think it's next weekend.
Okay.
So come
get
see
over
us,
and see our friends.
Out.
Puzzle Swaps. Got a lot of puzzles.
Yeah.
Puzzles. Yep. Got a lot of puzzles. We got some budget boxes, which are like discounted beers that you
ooh,
can just take for the weekend.
Fun.
Plenty of golf balls for sale.
And they're selling golf balls. They're doing it all over
that's
there.
That's crazy how many golf balls they got.
Over 100 a year in our yard.
That's crazy.
And a yep. lot of infused fun
yes,
over there.
So
much
yep.
infused
fun.
We will get into your 90s at 9 and play some gaming. Gaming stream.
Yeah.
Powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You're buying from Ryan, all over Central New York, now open in Rome.
I got to take more advantage of having a 7'8" player.
Got to use Wemby a little more, I
on
think.
On my team. He had 10 points.
We'll do our game 2 of the NBA Finals right now.
Yes.
Cody is the Spurs. I am the Knicks. I beat him on Wednesday.
Down 0-1 like real's life's.
And he just wasn't using Wemby enough. So,
nope,
can I put
nope.
up another win? Let's find out in our gaming stream. Jump in twitch.tv/the show. Radio World, you get the 90s at 9 with Primitive Radio Gods. Keep it locked. It's K-Rock.